From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, August 18th. Three Chicago firefighters are in the hospital in stable condition this morning, and 27 people are displaced after a fire in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. It started around 11 last night near 45th and Hermitage. At this point, it's not clear how. The Red Cross is providing services and financial assistance for those residents now without a home. Also overnight, a man is dead after Chicago fire pulled him out of the lake at Montrose Harbor. Chicago police say the call came in close to 12:30 this morning. The man was taken to Weiss Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A man who's still missing fell overboard from a boat near Navy Pier just before 7 last night and did not resurface. The Coast Guard suspended its search around 9:45 last night. Chicago police tell us a second person was pulled from the water near the Jardine Water Purification Plant and taken to Northwestern in critical condition. The 14-year-old girl shot at a backyard birthday party in Evanston last month is paralyzed from the neck down. That's according to prosecutors building their case against the teen now in custody. Police say the 17-year-old suspected shooter was targeting another teen at the same party. We've learned police used Snapchat, geo-tracking, and surveillance to find and arrest DeJuan Richardson, who's charged with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and will be tried as an adult. The defending WNBA champs are quickly staring playoff elimination in the face. The Sky dropped their postseason opener to the New York Liberty at home, 98-91. The Liberty closed the game on a 13-0 run. The Sky are now in a must-win situation on Saturday to force a decisive Game 3 in the short series. It'll be another sunny and warm day with highs in the 80s. For CBS 2 Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.